We begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chametz Matzah and the laws of Chametz and Matzah in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times. It's in this Perek we discussed regarding the Leila Seder, the Seder night. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the Halacha of Kiddush and the reciting of the Agoda. Seder Asiyas Mitzvahs Elu, the order of these mitzvahs that we discussed in the previous Perakim, but Leil Chamisha Asra on the night of the 15th of Nisan, Kachu is like this. Betchila, in the beginning, Mezgin Kais, the Kolecha Be'echad. You pour a cup for every single individual. Mavarach, he makes the bracha, boi pre'agofen, which is the bracha you make when you're drinking a cup of wine. Then he creates the fruits of the grapevine. V'amalab kiddush ayam, and you say the kiddush of the day, sanctifying the yamtiv mekadosh yisrael basmanim of the yamtiv of Pesach. Uzman, you make the bracha of shechayanu, which you come to a designated time of a special time, like the holiday of Pesach, v'shayseh, and then you drink the cup of wine. V'akach mavarach, and then they go from kaddish to urchatz. They wash Mevarach on the Tzidam, they make a bracha on the Tzidam, Menut al-Yadab, and they wash their hands. Mevin Shulchan Aruch, and they bring a prepared table. V'alav, and on it has mor, the bitter herbs, the yarek achar, a different vegetable, u'matzah, and the matzah, v'charesis, which is the dip that you dip into, v'gufa shel keves ha-pesach, and the actual body of the lamb that's the carbon pesach, u'besar chagiga shel yom ha-ba'asam, which was they would eat that carbon before the carbon pesach, so they should eat it when they're already mostly satisfied, which is called the carbon chagiga, and there's two of them, the one of the 14th of Nisan. Abismanazan, in today's times, mevin al shulchan shneim and the basar, bring two types of meat. We don't have a carbon anymore. Echad zechel pesach, one is a meat that recalls the carbon pesach, echad one is a meat zechel chagiga that recalls the carbon chagiga. Halacha base. Now maschul mavarach bepri adama. So he starts after orchaz goes karpas. You start and you make the bracha boi pri adamav, is that Hashem creates the fruits of the ground. But the kiyach yarek, he takes the vegetable, umetabal oisabach charesis, and he dips it into charesis. And we do this dipping to do something differently than we normally do, so that the kid should ask the manashtana. And according to the Rambam, we dip in charesis because you have to get rid of the poison in the vegetable, so you dip it into charesis. V'chuk gezais, and you eat an olive size, according to the Rambam. Hu v'chol mesubanimai, him and all those that reclined with him. And kolech ve'echadei nechol pochas magazais, each and every person should not eat less than the olive-sized piece. V'alkach oikon ha'shulchan, then you remove the table m'lefnei ha'koy ha'agod levadei. You only remove the table in front of the one who's reciting the Haggadah only by him. U'moizken ha'koy sebeis, and we have yachatz, and then there's the, you pour the second cup, and v'chol ha'ben shayel, and every Kana ben Shail, here's where the son asks, Bo'im HaKari, and the one who says, recites, Manishtana Laila Zimakal Lails. What is different this night from all the other nights? Shabachal Lails, all nights, Einun Matpil Mafilip HaMechas. We don't dip even one time. This night two times. One time is the Karpas in the soul order, and the Ram says in the Charesis. Another one time is the Mor in the Charesis. Shabachal Lails, all nights we eat leaven and unleavened. Valail Zikul Matzah, tonight's only unleavened bread. Shabachal Lails, on Oichel Besar Tzali. All the nights of the year we eat roasted meat, but shalak was stewed, mavushal, and cooked. But let's say kulitzali, this night it's totally roasted, because the carbon pesach could only be eaten roasted. Shabachalilas onoichon shayirakas. All the other nights of the year we eat other vegetables. But let's say madayim, and this night we're eating bitter herbs. Shabachalilas all nights onoichon meyeshim, assuming they eat whether sitting or reclining. But let's say kulimasum, and this night we're all reclining. Halacha gimel, now bezman hazen, in today's times, you know, we don't say anymore about Laila Zeh Kulitzali that this night is all roasted. She'in lo nekarbon, because we don't have the carbon. Actually, many don't eat anything that's roasted for that reason, that it shouldn't look like we're having the kachim out of the area that's allowed to be eaten. But that's where that you have magid, which is umaschel b'gnus, so then the father responds to the question, saying the Haggadah. He starts with the disgrace of the Jewish people, both physical and spiritual, as we spoke about in the previous parak. V'kari, and he recites the Haggadah Atcha Gomer until he finishes Drosh, expounding Parsha Sarami Abikula, the whole Parsha of what we say by Bikurim, each and every word being expounded upon, as we'll see in the next parak regarding the saying of the Haggadah, that Hashem saved us from being decimated. Halacha Dal. Then they bring the table back in front of him, and he says, Pesach zeh shanoichlim. So they bring back the table. Now you see the carbon Pesach again. This Pesach they were eating, Hashem because Pesach hamakom avotei b'sein b'mitzrayim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu jumped over the houses of our fathers in Egypt. Shemek says in the Pesach in Shema Yisrael, Martim zeh Pesach l'Hashem. You have to say that this is the carbon of Pesach to Hashem. You have to point it out. And it might be a hamor biyadai, and he lifts up the mor that's in his hand by him, and he says, mor zeh shanoichem, this mor that we're eating, al shem because shemeder ha-mitzriyim, because the Egyptians made it bitter, as chayav ha-sein mitzriyim, the lives of our fathers in Egypt. Shemek says, in the pasuk, be-mor zeh chayim, they made their lives bitter. It might be hamatz biyadai, bo-imra, and he lifts up the matzah in his hand, and he says, matzah zeh shanoichem, this matzah that we eat, al shem because lehispik b'tzeikim shal b'sein l'hachmetz, because the dough of our fathers did not get an opportunity to ferment, until Hashem already revealed Himself to them, He redeemed them right away. Shlomik says in the pasuk, that they baked the dough that they took out of Egypt because they didn't get a chance to become chametzik. In today's times, we say differently. Not Pesach Zeh, but the Pesach that our fathers ate in the base in times of Beis Hamikdash when it was around. That's all shame. Because the word Pesach means to jump. Kadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the house of our fathers, and that's how he saved when he was destroying the firstborns of the Egyptians. Halachay and Vayimen. Then he says, therefore, nechayav lahaydays lahalal l'shabeach l'for many different terminologies. We have to praise and exalt and to glorify lahadu l'roimim l'gadul l'tzeach, to elevate and to make great and to make for eternal. L'misha asal abesein b'lon is called nisim elu, to the one who made for our fathers and for us all these miracles. V'yatzanim avdus l'cheres, he took us out from slavery to freedom, miyogin l'simcha, from sorrow to joy, ma'afela l'gadol, and from darkness to a great light. V'naim l'fanim haluka, and we shall say in front of him, haluka, praise is God. And then we say, haluka, starting, praise God, hallelujah, abdi Hashem, this is what we say on the beginning of halal. V'goyimer, etc., and we say specifically this because it's abdi Hashem and not abdi paroi, that we to stress that we became free people. And until chalam mishlamani mayim, till the end of the next parak, which is only part of the hal. V'chaysim, and then he concludes, baruch atah Hashem l'ken melech ha'ilam, asher golonu, that you redeemed us, v'golah b'sin b'mitzrayim, and you redeemed our fathers from Egypt. V'gyon laila zeh, and you have helped us reach this night, lecha boi matzah merayim, to eat matzah and the bitter herbs. But in today's times, we add on, because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, Kain Sotu Hashem Alekeinu Mekebeseinu, Sotu Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, Yagyeinu Lemayadim Legor Machelim, it shall help us reach to other festivals and holidays, Habom Lekesen Lashom, that will come towards us in peace, Smechem Avinyanecha, joyous in the building of your city, Besasim Avidisecha, and glad in your service, Avanechosham and Azvacham and Besacham, we shall even be from your Karbonis and from your Karbon Pesach, Sheyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyyy favor. We'll give thanks to you. A new song, on our redemption and on our freedom and on the redemption of our soul. So bless you, Hashem, Redeemer of the Jewish people. And then he makes the bracha by Pri Agafen. And he drinks the second of the four cups of wine. Halach Vav continues now that we finished Kaddish Urchat Karpas Yachat Magid. Ram didn't say Yachat, but Magid Rochza. So then we have Vachach Mavarchal until his dime. You make the bracha until his dime, and not to the Mashiach, he washes his hand the second time. Why? Shadei Sich Daito, because he removed his consciousness from his hand, Bashas Kri Sagoda, during the whole saying of the Magid, of reciting all those parashas. And Balakech Shnei Rekikim. So you have, after Rochza, you have Maitzi Matzah. You take out two wafers of matzah, the Chalik Echadman, and here was the Rambam says you break one of them, what we call Yachatz, what we have before Magid. And Manich Paris L'Tech Shalom. You put the broken one inside of the, within the, covered by the whole one. That's moitzi, that the bracha that you make when you eat bread, in this case unleavened bread. Why don't you make a bracha on two whole loaves? Like other yom tovim, because the pasuk describes matzah as the poor man's bread. Just like the norm of a poor person is with a broken piece, I've come across the sota over here should be a broken piece. So you have the moitzi, and then you have the matzah with the mor. Then you wrap the matzah demor together as one, and you dip it into the chareis mavarch and make the bracha. That he commanded us in the eating of the matzah and the mor. When he eats them. Now, if he ate matzah in the pan by itself and the mor by itself, mavarch hazeh b'fnei atzmo hazeh b'fnei atzmo, he makes a bracha on the matzah by itself, alachilas matzah, that's matzah, and then you make on the mor by itself, that's mor. Then he makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kein Melchayim Mashiach Adoshon B'Tzavon Al Chilas HaZavach, which we're up to Shulchan Aruch, that he has commanded us on the eating of the carbon the eating of the carbon. That's a special bracha on the eating of the zebach, which refers to the chagiga, which was slaughtered also on the 14th on Erev Pesach, that he eats from the carbon chagiga of the 14th first. Mavarcha makes the bracha. After that, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvot Zevun Al Achilas HaPasach, on eating the carbon Pesach, and then Baruch Megufesh HaPesach, then eats from the actual carbon Pesach itself. And B'lei Birchas HaPesach Peteser Shal Zevach, and the bracha you make in the carbon Pesach will not exempt the bracha you have to have from the carbon Chagiga. B'lei Shal Zevach Peteser Shal Pesach, and not the bracha you make in the carbon Chagiga will exempt the bracha you have to make in the carbon Pesach. Now Halacha Chayas, Bizman Azeh, in today's time, She'en Shem Carbon, there is no carbon. So Achshem Mevarach HaMoitzi Lechem, after make the bracha of HaMoitzi Lechem in the Oretz, the Moitzi, Chayz Mevarach Alechilis Matzah, like our custom is, then you have matzah, which bracha on the eating of the matzah. Umetavu matzah b'chareisa v'oichel, and you dip the matzah, says the Rambam, into the chareisa, and you eat it. V'chayz Mevarach Alechilis Mar, then you make the bracha on eating mar. Umetavu mar b'chareisa v'oichel, and then you dip the mar in the chareisa, and you eat it. And we have the minig kairich, that after, v'loyash oisa b'chareisa, but you shouldn't wait and keep it too long, the mar and the chareisas. Shema yiftal taima, because it's a sweet type of thing, it might ruin the taste. V'zu mitzvah derisayfim, that's the rabbinic mitzvah, that you should taste the bitterness, and you therefore shouldn't leave it in over there. The chayza b'kairich matzah mar, and then you go and you wrap matzah mar, like we call kairich, the matzah and the mar, matam b'chareisas, and you dip in the chareisas, v'aychem lebrocha, yivra al-brocha, zechel mikdash, recall in the mesa mikdash, which again, you would have the matzah and the mar together, as we said before, and that you had it together. Because matzah merim yichlu, the matzah was eaten with the mar. Halacha test. Now, ba'achkech nemshach basuda. Then, after we said mitzi matzah, there was mar and the mar kairich and the shulchan ayrich. You continue with yisuda. Ba'ichol kamashu reitzah, eats whatever he wants to eat. Ba'shayzik kamashu reitzah, lishchis, drinks whatever he wants to drink. Ba'achreina at the end, oichem b'sah pesach, he eats from the meat of the carbon pesach. That's what we call the tzof and dafi kaimen. A filikas ice, even just an olive sized piece. But that's the last thing you should eat. And then you don't taste anything after that at all. In today's times, what you do is you eat an olive-sized piece of matzah. And you don't eat anything after that at all. The reason is that the stop of the meal should be that the taste of the meat of the Pesach when you had the carbon. Or the matzah in today's time would be fiv in his mouth. Because its eating is the mitzah. And therefore that should be the last taste that you have in your mouth. Halacha yod. So then you go wash your hands, my machreinim, and you do after Shulchan Aruch is beirach, is the you make the birchas amazon, the grace after meals, al kosh lish on the third cup of wine. V'shasei, and you drink it, and then you pour the fourth cup, and you finish the hal on that, because up until this point, only part of hal was said, as we said in Halacha Hey. Now you finish the hal, which is the next thing in the Seder of the night of Pesach. And you say on it the blessing of the song, and that is Yahaluch Hashem Komasecha B'chulu, that special text about special praises. Mavarach by Priagofen, after Hal, then you don't taste anything after that last cup the entire night, Chutz Min HaMoyim, except for water. Now, you should also pour a fifth cup, V'lemel of Hal HaGadol, to say the great Hal on that fifth cup, Mahid L'Hashem Kitoib An Nahar Zbavel, which is Mahid L'Hashem Kitoib, all the different things we thank Hashem for. Now, this fifth cup is not an obligation like all the other four cups. And a person has the option of finishing the hal wherever he wants to, even though it's not the place of the meal, though for everything else it has to be. Now the hal could be said wherever one is, and that's the hal after that is nirtza, then person is has found favor with the Seder night. Now Luchi Rav continues regarding the type of food that could be eaten on the Seder night regarding eating things that are roasted. So Mokum Shnagu Lechot Tzoli B'Leil P'sachim, a place where the custom is in today's times to eat roast on the Seder night, Eichem, you could eat it. Makom Shnagu Shleilach, a place that the custom is not to eat, Einach you don't eat because it's a decree, Shem Yimer, because people might say, Basim Pesachu. Oh, roast, this is what the Karm Pesach? And that's problematic, because now I have an actual Karm Pesach out of the area that's allowed to be eaten. U'b'chol Makom, now in old place, however, also Lechol Set Soloi, but most definitely not let it eat, roasted lamb, Kulei Ke'echad, when it's all intact as one, B'leil Zeh, this night, because definitely, that's for sure, it looks like eating Kachem out of the Yerushalayim, because that literally looks like the Korban Pesach. Now, but if it was cut up, or shechizim in the eber, it's missing one limb, or it's sholik by eber, but or you cook one limb, where it's still attached to the rest that's roasted, then in the place where they do eat roast, well, that would be permitted, because that doesn't look exactly like a Korban Pesach. But the other one, according to everyone, would be problematic. Now, Luchi Beis continues regarding what happens if someone doesn't have everything. There's so much needs that person needs for the Seder night. What happens if Misha ain't lo yang b'leila Pesach? Let's say a person couldn't get wine for the Seder night. So Mekadosh Alapas, so we said each one of the cups correlates to another part, a critical part of the Seder. So Mekadosh Alapas, Kedech Shoyz B'Shabbos. So you're not going to have the other cups. And regarding one that you need when you make Kiddush, so you make Kiddush on bread the way you do on Shabbos if you don't have wine. And you do all the things on this order without having the wine. Now, Misha in Yarek, someone does not have a vegetable, Elamar Bilvad, only the bitter herbs. Now, we needed a vegetable all the way in the beginning by Karpas, when you dip it into what we do, salt water, or into Charis, the way the Rambam says, but he only has Mar Bilvad. So, but in the beginning, Mavarch Alamar Shte Bracha. So, you'll take the Mar, the romaine lettuce, all the way in the beginning, you'll make two brachas. Boy Priadama, which is for eating something that you're enjoying, and Balachil Smar, and for the eating of the Mar. Avarch when you eat it. Now, when you finish the Haggadah, which after that comes Meitzim Matzah and Mar, Mavarch al Matzah v'Oichle, make the Bracha on the Matzah, eat it. But Chayz v'Oichle on the Mar, but like Bracha, you'll just eat from the Mar without making a Bracha, because you already made a Bracha on the Mar already in the beginning when you had Karpas. Halachit Gimel, Misha in la Matzah Meshemetis. Let's say someone does not have what's called Shmur Matzah, which is safeguard Matzah for the purposes of the Mitzvah, which has to be valid. Elik Zeis, he only has an olive-sized piece of that. So what do you do? There's a few times that we eat matzah. So kishagemis hudasim matzah shein meshemeres. When he finishes his meal from the matzah which was not specifically guarded for the mitzvah matzah, mevarch al achilas matzah. Then at the end he'll make a bracha only at the end. Meaning first he'll make a moitzi, will be eating matzah, but he'll make the bracha on eating the matzah at the end. Va'ichleis gezais, eats that olive sized piece. Ve'inu temachrav kulman, he won't need anything after that. That should be what the gezais is used for the afik hayman. If people fell asleep, the Seder night is a long night, people fell asleep during the meal. If someone fell asleep during the meal, and then he wakes up, so he cannot go back and continue eating. The reason why this is interesting, this is specifically regarding the Karban Pesach, but the same thing applies in today's times regarding the matzah. The reason is because sleeping is considered like an interruption. So it's like as if he ate in one place, and now it's like a new place. Now you now eat the Karban Pesach in two different places because it's Bavai Sechel Yochel, in one place you have to eat. Now the same thing is, we compare the matzah to the Karban Pesach. Now, B'nei Chabura, now if there's a group of people together that are eating, Shiyashnu Mikzah Samatech, so that if some of them fell asleep during the meal, then they can continue eating because since the other people in the group were awake, that's not considered an interruption even for those who did fall asleep. But near the Mekulon, B'nei Erdu, let's say everyone fell asleep and then they woke up, they cannot continue eating. But they all just dozed off, but they didn't fall asleep. Then they could continue eating. It's not considered as if it's in two different places. We have concluded the halachas of chametz and matzah of the laws of the Yom Tov Pesach.